We have heard the voice of freedom.
This is poet Blair Lynn.
How he calls prodigal daughters out of darkness, pulling them away from heavy-handed grasp of bondage, unlocking chains of being weak-willed and demon-filled, as well those late nights when we are willing to eat temptation up like ice cream, straight out of the container.
This is the Revive Our Hearts podcast with Nancy DeMoss Welkemuth for Monday, May 2nd, 2016.
Here on Revive Our Hearts, we're committed to providing in-depth teaching that's solidly biblical. Remaining true to God's Word, that's an awesome responsibility, and we don't take it lightly. Now, today we're going to hear from a kindred spirit in that mission. But instead of Bible teaching, our guest's main focus is a creative presentation of those same biblical truths. Sometimes, you know, artists can help us see the old, old story in new ways and can help us remember the wonder of the truth of God's Word. So for the next few minutes, I hope you'll listen as my friend Blair Lynn gives us a poetic account of the life of Jesus. Blair delivered the poems you're about to hear at the True Woman 14 conference, and her poems were a real highlight for everyone who was there. I'm excited to let you know that Blair is returning to True Woman. She'll be a part of Cry Out True Woman 16. The conference is coming to Indianapolis, September 22nd through 24th, and Blair will be developing all new work for this conference. So let's listen to get a feel for the power of her spoken word poetry. The first poem, which she shared right at the start of True Woman 14, focuses on our Savior.
Jesus, in the pre-existent Godhead, three in one, all praise to the Father and Spirit, and can I take a moment to exalt the Son? He has no beginning, neither will he fade. See, I know why the cage bird sings. Because Jesus broke the chains, and the nightingale hums a glorious tune which echoes through eras of doom. It's the only hope why we couldn't elope, had to patiently await our bridegroom. Son of God, Son of Man, worthy of all praise, it was prophesied the root of Jesse would come. Messiah who saves, creator of all things, image of the invisible God. He is the true word, manifested in the flesh. Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord, our righteousness. Before Abraham was, before Moses received the ram, before day separated from night, he is the true light. He was there since he is the I am. Yet he headed south, left his Aeonian house to come in the form of a tender babe. By way of a virgin's womb, there was no space in the room, so a Savior was delivered amidst cattle and hay. And in his living, he modeled perfection, immaculately displayed submission, showing he is the way, keeping each command faithfully, holding fast to his divine mission. And you see, he constantly retreated to pray, showing humanity's need for the Father. He bears with us in sympathy, refused to respond sinfully. Where Adam failed, the second Adam completely conquered. He came as a carpenter, but was crafting more than a chair out of wood, but a mercy seat nails through his feet with a hammer allowed by God. It was there on that day when his body was torn, our substitution was fully secured. O Lamb of God, with a face like flint, gulped down wrath mere man couldn't have endured. And they thought he was done when he said, "It is finished," not knowing his blood would scream from the ground, testify to his innocence, much greater than Abel, that God, he was able to turn it around. So in 3 days, O Son who reigns, was raised for one race, and now raises us in his sun rays to shine on us his grace. Ascended to the right hand of the Father, he is our federal head of the church. We bow because he is our shalom, our advocate who removes our curse. Our shadow from the heat, tree of life, corn of wheat, rock of ages, fruit we now bite. He is the manna that we eat. He is the light, our high priest. In the night, he is our triumphant knight. The Lion of Judah will return, reigning gloriously, and all things will be placed under his feet. And every knee will bow, and every tongue confess that he righteously reigns victoriously. And many men will try to hide when he shatters the sky, shows King of Kings and Lord of Lords on his thigh. But he will judge perfectly, separate the chaff and wheat, because he's too holy to allow sinners to just slide by. And Satan, he will be destroyed in that fiery lake. We will say, away with that snake, since Christ has crushed his head exhaustively. Amen. And he will no longer be able to tempt. The penalty, power, and presence of sin will be demolished forever. We will be free. Praise God. He has prepared a place for us with no more pride, no more lust, so that we can enjoy him, our treasure in love. Through his gate, we cannot wait. We will forever seek his face with no more heavy weights keeping us away from things above. So dear Alpha and Omega, please completely captivate us. Show us your glory so that we might rightly revere you, our faithful friend. Be utterly amazed by your wonder, your righteous word, a roaring thunder. We bow before you now. Hail Jesus, our Amen.
That's Blair Lynn, helping us to be amazed by the wonder of Jesus. She recorded that poem at the True Woman 14 Conference. We'll hear more of her poetry in a minute, but we wanted to let you hear some of the heart behind these poems. Blair talks about what it was like to be a part of the True Woman Conference.
I was just honored to be asked to be a part of this conference. I've been hugely blessed by the ministry of Revive Our Hearts. To run into Nancy and her invite me to come here, I just thought, what a privilege. What a privilege and an honor. And it's been a blessing being able to be a part this weekend.
And Blair was a huge blessing to those of us who participated in True Woman 14. That conference brought together women from a great diversity of backgrounds, all coming together to worship Jesus.
I think that it highlights the diversity and the unity that we have in Christ, right? That all tribes, all nations and tongues that are going to be before the throne worshiping God, that we get a little sense of that while here on earth. So it's been a privilege, yeah, to be able to present spoken word, Christian poetry, which is kind of becoming a bit of a movement nowadays, and then that to just highlight, I think, the worship and the word that was presented. Yeah, I think it highlights God's diversity and the beauty that is in God.
I think you'll see that same diversity in God's kingdom this fall at Cry Out True Woman 16. You hear the Irish-tinged worship of Keith and Kristen Getty. You'll also hear from Dr. Russell Moore and Stephen Kendrick, producer of the War Room movie, Janet Parshall, Mary Cassian, and our guest today, Blair Lynn, will be there as well. Let's listen to another one of her poems from True Woman 14.
Have you seen him? Do you love him? Will you give up all to serve him? Do you know him? Here comes the Lamb of God, passing by, robed in splendor. Angels bowing at his feet, trembling in complete surrender. The heavens sing, clouds sway to the Ancient of Days. The core of the earth knows the Lord's worth and erupts in praise. Every tree fruitfully blowing in the wind, they know all things hold together through him. And yet, the Christ condescends, not for the trees, elements, animals, or wind, but out of love, descended like a dove to make sinners his friends. But we prefer a theoretical knowledge Mankind prefers examining natural things while neglecting opportunities to know the King of Kings. I said, we prefer a theoretical knowledge, our degrees from Bible college, when the kingdom of God is so close at hand. We would be changed if we would be still and acknowledge the Son of Man. He has spoken in his word that he is the word. We can commune with him, our daily food that he willingly serves, but we'd rather spend the time on a blog reading something we overheard, rather than wrestling with God over these pages of truth, wrestling not to win, but so that we would always lose. If necessary, walk away with a limp or a thorn in our side so that we can humbly surrender any temptation to pride. Can't be content tweeting quotes from men who labor in the presence of the Most High. We settle for secondary revelation, and yet we wonder why we're so dry, shallow like a bonsai, waiting for a like, rather than an eternal love from the one who gave his life. See, Jesus Christ, he's jealous for his glory. Before this globe was structured, he was crafting a supernatural story, starring his mercy, co-starring his grace, directed by the hand of God. Truth is, we should all be on our face, not on YouTube, rather lights, camera, action as we zoom into his crucifixion. The only sacrifice which does suffice should motivate our contrition and set ablaze our delight. Not gathering information to add to our spiritual resume, but digging in our heels to comprehend the depth of his majesty every day. Not reading the Bible to sound spiritually deep, but savoring his word because his truth is oh so sweet. Have you seen him? Do you love him? Will you give up all to serve him? Do you know him personally? Not heard it through the grapevine that his grapes were crushed and poured out wine? Have we tasted of his blood and eaten of his flesh? Experienced his power to exchange his life for our death? See, we were dead, worse than in a grave. Enslaved by legions of demons, the prince of the air had us depraved. A spiritual death which transcends the flesh, creating an eternal heat wave, which we rightly deserve, but while in our sin, God graciously chose to save. Now we have peace and serenity, since we are no longer an enemy of the Trinity. Free to get on our knees, confessing, Lord, I believe, as we put off sin and cleave to his divinity. Counting it all lost for the sake of Christ. Anything gained in this world cannot be compared to the fact that we have been paired with, made heirs with, his holiness who chose to spare us with himself. He gave us himself as his treasure. We have the privilege of loving him, our treasure. From the moment we were born again until forever ends, which is never. Have you seen him? Do you love him? Will you give up all to serve him? Do you know him? Do you know him?
That's Blair Lynn asking a crucial question for all of us. Do you really know Jesus? She brought her spoken word poetry to the True Woman 14 conference, and she'll be joining us at the next conference this September. As we prepared for True Woman 14, Blair was struck by the emphasis throughout the conference on prayer.
So it's been wonderful leading up to the conference to be able to pray with all of the speakers, to have prayer calls and to cry out to God on behalf of our own need for God, that we need to apply even the words that we're presenting to others, to ourselves, but also to cry out for these women, you know, just to, I mean, to have a heart for the women, these over 8,000 women who have come seek the face of God and come with so many different circumstances going on in their life, but just to pray for them, to intercede for them, and believe God that he might minister to their specific need. So that's been our heart, and we've been praying the whole way through. And I've seen the Lord minister to so many women, so I've been so encouraged by that.
Prayer has always been a big emphasis leading up to and during a True Woman conference. That will be especially true this year at True Woman. Our theme this year is Cry Out. Now, why this theme? Well, I don't have to tell you that we're living in days that are increasingly dark here in the United States and around the world as well. And throughout Scripture, throughout history, when things have seemed the darkest, God's people have often called out to Him with a desperate cry. And that's what we hope to do when we gather together in Indianapolis, September 22nd through 24th. We're going to cry out to God on behalf of the desperate needs that we see in our nation and in our own homes and churches. Now, I believe this is not only a desperate time, but it's also a time of great hope, because we have a God who hears, and we have an opportunity to watch Him work in our day as only He can do. So would you gather with us to cry out to the Lord for such a time as this? Today is the final day to get in on early discounted registration. To register and to get more details, visit us at reviveourhearts.com. Now let's get another taste of what we'll hear at True Woman 16. Here's spoken word artist Blair Lynn at the end of True Woman 14.
We have heard the voice of freedom, how He calls prodigal daughters out of darkness, pulling them away from heavy-handed grasp of bondage, unlocking chains of being weak-willed and demon-filled, as well those late nights when we are willing to eat temptation up like ice cream, straight out of the container. Unsettling how we can't contain her, but amazing how Christ's power constrains her. Remember, we have communed with fullness, how He resuscitates us when we are left impoverished, heals our greatest need, sometimes allowing physical suffering to link arms with us so that we might fall into the everlasting arms of Him and whom we trust. Our pool of Bethesda, who revives us when our fossil faith is dirt dry like brittle bones in Sahara, when the feast feels far removed and we chew on emptiness intimately, like the red velvet rope separating the poor on Thanksgiving, not knowing He has prepared everlasting food for you through His crimson cord. He is so giving. An eternal meal is here because the bread of life is near. Never forget, we have sweetly tasted fruitfulness. Regardless of our circumstances, persecutions, difficulties, or imprisonments, we can still preach Christ for the sake of reaching the nations and bear pleasant fruit despite our trying situations. Never forget, when you leave here, you can summons your Savior when you return home and find your soul surrounded by serpents. When love remains dormant in the belly of our heart like dried cement, we can refuse to choose to listen to her lies whispered down the hallways of our mind. Her slithery acoustics, which speak of independence. She says, although you are saved, your actions cannot change. She serenades you with make-believe. Crazy the things she tries to make you believe, but Jesus made us, so it is Him we must believe. True Woman, as we soon scatter from here, like seeds blown in the wind, returning to our ordained battlefields, may we walk away as warriors, women willing to war against wickedness because it was won by the One who is worthy. He's our wonderful counselor when the Word's body was engraved by wrath on wood. May we walk away and wake up tomorrow and every day thereafter, clinging to His Word, bring praise to His name, since Jesus fulfills each of the three. See, He is fullness, fruitfulness, and freedom. You see, He is our life-giving tree. He will never be bound or given to sin. He is the one who is eternally free. His holiness testifies to his purity. See, he was the only one able to uphold the law. And when he chose to become sin, it was out of love for his bride. Although they put him in the grave, we can now say he is alive. Amen. And he is the epitome of fullness, the origin of all goodness. Never empty or needy. He didn't make man because he was lonely. He is the one who is eternally complete. Why would the one in whom all things hold together need to sit at someone else's feast when he himself is intrinsically whole, has food to eat that to us is unknown? He feasts on himself since he is God alone. And he is the most fruitful of all, always displaying the fruits of the Spirit since they originate in him. He resurrected because death couldn't hold him, since the wages of sin wasn't owed to him. So he will never be bound. His throne is pure all around. Can't even tempt, let alone have a bitter bone in him. So he is love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. He is goodness and forbearance. He is a beautiful harvest. His virtue is inherent and his holy attributes are marvelous. He's free, he's full, he's fruitful forever. That's the way it has been and will always be. So may we find ourselves hidden in Christ our treasure, becoming true women who are full, fruitful, and free. Bless you.
That spoken word artist, Blair Lynn, inspired in that poem by the byline of Revive Our Hearts, helping women find freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ. Blair was such a great encouragement to the women who gathered at True Woman 14, and I'm excited that she's going to be joining us this year at Cry Out True Woman 16. And I'm so grateful for the way that the Lord has used the books and the teaching of Revive Our Hearts to be an encouragement to Blair in her spiritual journey.
Yes, the Lord has definitely used Revive Our Hearts in my life. So when I first became a believer, I was discipled and we walked through the Seeking Him book. So that was kind of my first introduction to Revive Our Hearts and to Nancy. From that, I began to also listen to some of the radio broadcasts online and be ministered to, just a personal revival. And I was always pointed to Jesus. And I appreciated just the humility that I was encouraged towards. And then later, hearing the Brokenness series. I remember having it on my iPod at the time, and being able to watch that series and be thoroughly encouraged about the need to be broken before God. And then I remember receiving the book, Lies Women Believe, and thinking, oh, maybe I'll be able to relate to one or two lies or so. But like literally, the Lord used that book to minister to my heart. And there were just so many things that I've believed that and I've believed that and I need to hold on to the truth. So that was a huge blessing to my life as well. And then the True Woman 101, I had the privilege of actually endorsing that book. And that was another huge encouragement to just be challenged on womanhood and, specifically the questions that were asked just felt like challenged my heart. So the Lord has deeply, deeply used Revive Our Hearts to really impact my life.
And this is pretty amazing to think about. But listeners just like you have had a big effect on Blair's life. And now as a pastor's wife, a mom of three, a spoken word artist and speaker, Blair is affecting her generation for Christ. And how have our listeners affected Blair? Well, the only reason Revive Our Hearts was able to provide her resources as a young believer is because of the prayers and the financial support of our listeners. You've made it possible for biblical teaching to be piped into her earbuds day by day. And there are so many just like her. Thousands of women getting daily biblical teaching through Revive Our Hearts and then passing it on to others. In order for that kind of effective ministry to continue, we need to hear from you. Over the summer, donations to this ministry typically decrease as people get busy, they're away from home, etc. But the need for women to hear biblical truth is greater than ever. We don't want to decrease ministry at our time when we're seeing so much moral decay, when violence is tearing apart our cities, when good is being called evil and evil is being called good. I think this is a time that represents a huge opportunity to see God work in ways that only He can do. And we want to be faithful to keep calling women to cry out to Him and to get to know Him better through His Word. We especially need to hear from you this month. It's the close of our fiscal year, which means we wrap up the accounting books and set the budget for the next year of ministry. Your contribution now will make a big difference in our effectiveness over the 12 months ahead. Some friends of this ministry know how important it is to end this fiscal year in a healthy position. So they are doubling the gift of every podcast listener during the month of May. If you appreciate getting Revive Our Hearts online each weekday and you'd like to continue receiving the program, would you make your gift now by visiting a special page that we've set up just for our podcast listeners? The web address is reviveourhearts.com/podcast. When you support the ministry with a gift of any size, we'd like to say thanks by sending a CD that my husband and I have listened to over and over again. It's called Love Divine by pianist Jan Mulder, along with the London Symphony Orchestra. Would you pray about how the Lord would have you support Revive Our Hearts at this crucial time in May? The needs in our world are great, but hope is real, and the time is now.
Thanks, Nancy. Do you know how powerful your prayer is? Tomorrow, we'll discuss the need for people just like you to cry out to the Lord in prayer for our nation and our world for such a time as this. Please be back for Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy DeMoss-Wagglemuth is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.